experience on 24 May 1738. There, Wesley found the personal assurance necessary to give life and power to his faith. From that point onward, Wesley became England's greatest preacher and organizer. Multitudes responded to his preaching, and he sought to nurture them through the United Societies which he organized. The last 60 years of his life were a constant motion of traveling and preaching that took him over 250,000 miles, mostly on horseback, and gave him the opportunity of preaching more than 44,000 times. Erwin Paul Rudolph has observed, "In Wesley's work, we see the figure of a great preacher, an untiring worker, and a popular but autocratic leader. He reveals a mind that is shrewd, but capable of humor, and that is filled with the sense of divine mission." Wesley rested from his labors on 2 March 1791. His last words served not only to capture the quality of life he lived, but also the kind of life he wished for others. He died saying, "The best of all is, God is with us." While these facts are important, they do not fully capture Wesley, the man. There are other qualities we should be familiar with if we are to meet John Wesley in these opening pages. For me, the most appealing thing about him is that he is a fellow pilgrim in the faith. He was in search of vital faith, just as we are. When you read his diary, journal, and letters, this comes through loud and clear. He faced struggles similar to ours. He made his share of mistakes. He asked questions during times of doubt and depression. He knew the elation of victory. In a very real sense, Wesley was one of us. Furthermore, Wesley was a practical theologian. This doesn't mean he was unfamiliar with theology on a scholarly level, or that he could not handle himself with the so-called theological heavyweights of his day. One reading of his appeals to men of reason and religion is sufficient to dispel this notion. What it does mean is that Wesley was primarily concerned about developing a faith that worked in everyday living. He was in search of a scriptural Christianity that was confirmed by human experience. The fact that his theology is biblical gives it a timelessness. The fact that it is confirmed by experience gives it an authenticity that theology in the ivory tower sometimes lacks. Wesley's theology has been road-tested and found effective. To know Wesley is also to know...